Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Mark.
Hey, this is Carrie.
And we're going to talk one more time about our new format here. We're still on Spotify, but you can find us everywhere now. And also, the song will not be in the middle of the podcast. It will be at the end, and we'll point to it. So go out to tunesuncovered.com and subscribe out there, and also subscribe in your favorite podcast channel. So today, we're going to talk about somebody you remember from the, I guess we're going to say late 70s, probably
yeah.
Early 80s was when he really had his big stuff. Now, he did have one in 78 that you definitely have heard. So the artist is Gino Vannelli, and the song and album is called Nightwalker. Written in late 1980 and released in 1981, the album is called Nightwalker. This one has such a different feeling to it than most of the other songs we've done. I'm going to link in the podcast show notes on the website to a couple videos, and one of them is him doing this song live. And his band, we'll talk a little bit more about them later. His band is excellent. I mean, they have such a great live sound, which, again, we'll talk about that in a minute too. But Nightwalker, it's one you probably, I'm going to, again, go out on a limb and say you probably haven't heard this one.
I will be honest, I had not heard of it before we decided to do this song. So
yeah. Everybody, just about, you've heard Living Inside Myself. I mean, that is a huge song. Living Inside Myself reached number 6 in the U.S. and number 13 in Canada, which is weird because he is from
Canada. Yeah.
You'd think it would have been bigger. That one is just a great tune.
And that's on this album.
That's on this album. Okay. But then you also, back in 78, a couple years prior to this, his biggest one, I Just Want to Stop.
Everybody's heard that
And
one.
Again, you've definitely heard that.
It's almost like you hear the name, you know that one song.
You know
title.
That one song, exactly. And you can see him in that era because he had the big hair and his shirt was unbuttoned. And,
he was
definitely that.
You know, I had big hair and my shirt was unbuttoned back then, but I didn't make it big.
It was the name, I guess. You got to have that Vannelli thing too. But that was off his 6th album called Brother to Brother. And that plays a big part in this because his brother, Joe Vannelli, and he has another one called Ross, talk about him in a minute, they did a lot of things together. Have done, like, Joe played multiple instruments on his albums. He's toured with him before. Amazing songwriter with him. So the Brother to Brother thing is a big deal. In fact, that was the name of his 6th album. That was one that spawned I Just Want to Stop. That one reached number 4 and then also number 1.
Now that makes
Canada.
Better sense.
There you go.
But
that one
that's
makes more sense.
What? 4, 1, really?
Yeah.
It's all
so
good.
Close. Yeah. Yes. You're all good. And that one was also nominated. Unfortunately, did not win, but he was at least nominated for a Grammy Award for that one. So, but some of his other ones, if you've heard some of his other albums, some of the songs are Living Inside Myself, obviously it's a big one. People Gotta Move. You got to hear that song. It's a great one. And then Wild Horses. The live album is called Live in L.A. And again, I'm going to link to that because I think it's just there's about, I'm thinking 12 to 14 songs on that album. It's live, done in L.A. And it's, first of all, it doesn't really necessarily sound live other than the audience because the band is so incredibly tight. And that band is made up of a lot of people. And it's hard to know who plays on what song, but Gino obviously was the lead singer. Joe Vannelli played piano, all types of anything that had keys on it, organ, synthesizers. He did the string arrangements, a big part of his sound. Mike Miller was the electric guitar player, acoustic guitar player. Neil Steubenhaus was the bass player. And then, if you know anything about drums, Vinny Cavalluta, and I'm probably messing that last name up, very famous drummer. Played with, and when I say played with everybody you've ever heard of, I am seriously not kidding. everybody from Megadeth to, let me think of somebody, Burt Bacharach. I mean, everybody in between, Billy Joel, Joe Cocker, Faith Hill, Steely Dan, Paul McCartney, Jeff Beck. And he just played drums on one of my favorite most recent albums called Rio by Trevor Rabin, and we will do a song off of that pretty soon in this podcast for sure. He has, if you were to happen to go out to Wikipedia and look at his article, when I say it's 100 different people, I'm probably not giving him all credit. It's right. That it's more than that. Some of the best albums that have been out, you don't get to play with Sting and Steely Dan and all these guys without having some serious chops. He played drums on this album and has toured with him. I would love to have seen this live.
And a lot of this, Gino's music is a rock, jazz
kind of heavy fusion. Jazz. Right. Yeah, fusion, yeah.
So my perception is if you got a drummer who can play jazz drums, he can probably pretty much play anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
not the other way around, though.
Well, I mean, that is true.
Right.
That's
I think, true. But if you've got that under your belt,
yeah,
the rest of it's easy.
I'm sure that's why Megadeth called him.
Probably.
And, you know, Gino was one of those artists, and I say was, still recording. He hasn't done anything in the last couple of years, but he's been releasing an album every couple of years since these. So this was not a one-hit wonder, two- or three-hit wonder guy. Still out there. And he got, I mean, when you look at the videos and you think about the late 70s, early 80s, it was a little glitchy and, you know, a little bit over the top. And you think, okay, is this Rick Astley? This is our version of Rick Astley. And you don't take him seriously. I would definitely not feel that way. This guy can sing. He's a great songwriter. He's got a really good ear for, I think, what makes a good song. And again, listen to this live in LA CD. Listen to it all the way through. It's on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Music. You can find it everywhere. I think it was recorded probably 10 years ago, but it wasn't released all that long ago. He was on A&M Records, still is on A&M Records. Actually, interestingly enough, before he ever got a record deal, he waited in the parking lot of A&M Studios, Herb Alpert, all those guys, Jerry Moss, that's the A&M, waited out there until Herb Alpert came out. He chased him down in the parking lot and gave him his demo tape.
While the security guard was chasing him.
Exactly, chasing all of them, yeah. Which, these days, you probably couldn't get away with that. You would get shot. So you couldn't do that now, but that's a great little story back in the mid-70s there where he thought, you know, this, and obviously, you know, Herb heard this and went, okay, you're right, you do have something, and so right. I'm glad he got that. But yeah, I've loved everything that is on this album. Brother to Brother is also an excellent album. It's got just one track after another.
Yeah, Gino's got a really soulful voice.
He does. He does.
Almost like Bobby Caldwell or something that you don't perceive he's going to look like he looks when you hear him. He was one of the first, not the first, but one of the first Caucasians to be on Soul Train. Do you know that?
No, but that does not surprise me at all.
So you listen to his music. It's a crazy mix, but it sounds great. It's a soulful jazz type feel to it.
He's not like Boz Scaggs, but if I had to pick somebody that was similar, the underlying music.
And the drummer guy you're talking about in this particular song, Nightwalker, some of the drum fills are just straight off of Brubeck record or something.
Exactly, yeah. No, I loved it. I did read an interesting fact here that I'm almost going to have to read because it's so much. I don't know if you saw this one or not, but back in 2008, there was a basketball game the Celtics were playing, and it was about, if you remember, that was their championship year, one of them. And so during one of the games, the camera crew showed a clip from Dick Clark's American Bandstand. It had a disco dancer on there that had on a Gino Vannelli t-shirt.
Cool.
And so it was also a tradition at that point, and they called it Gino time. And they had Gino shirts that they would give out. And it was just, I don't remember that. I was obviously watching the NBA back in 2008. I don't remember that, but that's a pretty funny story. It's Gino time with the Celtics.
That's pretty funny.
I hope you're gonna appreciate this song once you hear it and gonna give him another listen. And again, I think, you know, he would have been one of those that was thrown on a an AM radio compilation CD because that song was so big, and you tend to throw those guys away like, oh, you know, that was that old kind of, you know, just not serious or whatever. It was just, you know, I'm going to wear my shirt unbuttoned.
That song, you know, with Benny Mardones's
Into the Night.
I just want to, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, so just, you're right. Those kind of things which you think are...
When I hear one, I think of the other one. Yeah, I mean, I don't. They were probably out about the same time, I assume.
They probably were. This would also kind of fall in that whole yacht rock thing, which we both have an affinity for. I love yacht rock. Play it all during the summer.
You know, another thing I thought that was pretty interesting was, I mean, this is nothing big because it's in Brownsville, McAllen, Texas, which is middle of nowhere, right on the border.
Much right on the border.
But the title track, this song we're talking about, Nightwalker, was used as a theme to their KVEO TV local newscast in the early 80s.
Okay, there's some crossover for you. Well, interesting. All right.
Well, you know, I remember being younger in the 70s. This was back a long time ago. When the news was on at night, they'd go, you know, maybe after the weather, I think after the weather, they would go for a commercial. Then they'd come back and show stock market stuff.
Yes. And they would play music behind it.
Yes. Yeah. And Channel 5 played, well, they played a couple things. They played Breezin'.
Oh, yeah.
By George.
George
Benson.
Yes.
And they also played the theme from Shaft.
Okay.
Little
hometown boy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So I guess they were getting in on it too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one. This, again, I put the album on, listen to it. I believe you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be something that is different, obviously very, very different from what you're going to hear on the radio today. But, and again, this album's not all that old, but yeah, some great songs. And I think he did the best of his repertoire on this.
Let's talk a little bit. I mean, about this song, from what, when I listened to it and read the lyrics, he's the night walker means he can't sleep at night.
Sleep, yeah,
because
I'm
tore up.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good song. I enjoyed it. I'm glad we could do this one. Well, as I mentioned earlier, go out to tunesuncovered.com. That's really where you're going to find all our information. Blog posts, all types of info out there. We're going to play videos of these songs. We're going to point you to where you can listen to these songs, because again, Spotify's changed the way they do their podcasts. But anyway, go out to Facebook and like us out there. Follow us. Send us some information back. Comment on the posts and let us know you're listening. We appreciate it. So thanks for listening.
Thanks.